What's going on, you homeless hobo sapiens? I'm a hobophobic, as they say. And I'm Toxic Male, that's the Fed Punisher, and this is Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair!
We got a nice live saved story for you. This guy is number... Well, actually, he would be number 509.
509.
Send 509.
Make sure you send him his 509.
I will definitely send him his 509. This actually comes from Crimson Hawk, and he just recently linked us up with Henry Resilient, who we did a live stream with.
Yeah.
Great guy. Definitely make sure to look him up and follow his channel. He is, I think he's going to be going places. He knows the drill, and he's very smart. But this particular story, the reason why I like it is because it shows you just how far down that rabbit hole into oblivion can go.
And be able to pull yourself out.
Exactly.
I was there, man.
I know you were.
I mean,
that's how I met you.
Cyberpunk conspiracies. Hilarious hotties. Lady Lawman.
Now we go be heroes.
Dystopian detectives.
Makes us sound like hitmen.
Well, that's what we are, aren't we? Hitmen for the good guys.
Zombie babies. And even serial killing bunnies. The latest and greatest from Not So Sane Entertainment are now available to stream for free on Tubi.
Two semi-automatic 9mm, so I'll give you 3K for two.
Try seven.
I don't need seven guns, I need two.
The cyber thriller, Tag Conspiracy. The slapstick hitman farce, second to last worst day of my life.
My boyfriend's a hitman.
The anti-commie zombie satire, Red Days. The true story of the first female deputy marshal in the Old West, Lady Lawman. The downright strange and bizarre horror comedy, Serial Rabbit 5. And the latest neo-noir detective series, The Night Watchman.
You're a psychopath.
The good news is, you're a psychopath.
Support independent, non-woke films and stream these great, not-so-sane titles for free on Tubi. Links below.
It was 2018, at around Christmas. I was living out of the car in the back of an abandoned church parking lot. Already, we're just like, oh, man, this just smells like Christmas. Can you just smell the hot chocolate and the cinnamon?
Yeah, yeah. And listen, I've camped out in my car behind churches.
At the time, I was going through a demon arc. I was going around town trying to pick fights with random strangers, always drunk, working shit temp jobs. Mm-hmm. I still wasn't over my ex or the fact that she had an abortion. I tried to stop her. But the bitch over the counter told her,
it's your body, your choice. He doesn't have a say.
That's right. And that's, and listen.
Right.
That is absolutely devastating for a dude, especially if he wants to have the kid.
Yep.
And she decides to flush it. That is savage.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to sit there and say, oh, it's not murder. It's just a clump of cells.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
And these women want to claim they don't have reproductive freedoms. A man can't do that.
No, not by a long shot.
He can't decide he doesn't want the baby and end it at any point. He'll go to jail. Well, not jail. Prison.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Whereas a woman, she can decide at any point, even after the child is born, and in some states up to a month after it's born, to terminate it. And it's totally fine. You're just exercising your God-given reproductive freedoms. They have other options too, don't they?
Well, yeah. They have the triple, I call it the AAA insurance plan. Yeah. Adopt, abandon, and abort.
There you go. Men can't do any of the above.
No, you got pay or run. That's it. Or jail.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Housing for men who can't provide for their children is prison. Housing for women who can't provide for their children is Section 8.
Correct.
There you go.
This is bullshit.
I didn't want to date anyone. And when I did get some strange / easy, the post nut would kick in and then I'd feel dead inside.
I've been there, bro.
That's a man who's running from his problems right there.
Yeah.
And we all do it. We've all done it, let's just say.
And listen, even to this day, I have a hard time. I have to fight to stay above just mediocre happiness level. Ever since I came back from Iraq, I literally cannot enjoy any of the stuff that was fun before.
Well, it's that lack of that filter.
Yeah, you know? It could be. I play War Thunder. That's the only video game that I play on a regular basis. Before I went to Iraq, I lived to play video games. I just don't enjoy it anymore. Mm. And after I got divorced, it literally killed a bunch of joy I have for just living life.
Speaking of bad reviews.
On top of all of that, two of my best friends died, and that was the pretext for my following
act. Oh, my Lord, that's a huge hit, especially when you're already low and you lose buddies. Oh,
we're just digging down deeper and deeper. One day I was drunk, and I thought to myself, I have tree climbing skills from my old job. I got a rope. I got a harness. Wouldn't it be smart just to hang from a tree? I could do it by the flood channel since it's quiet. No one would see me, and it would be peaceful. Well, to the people who weren't there witnessing it, you'd be kicking around like a weirdo.
Okay, that was dark.
So one late afternoon, I started walking with my equipment all the way down to the flood channel. I figured by the time I get there, it'd be a little dark. I saw a bunch of eucalyptus and thought, damn it, these branches are too weak. I may not make it all the way to the top. Trees that grow quickly tend to have very weak branches.
That's correct.
Yes. I could make a fat joke right now, but I can resist the urge. Any case, I suited up, threw a line up, and began climbing. I heard water running and thought nothing of it. I kept climbing till I got to a spot I thought was decent. I threw my safety line on a branch that I thought could hold my weight, tightened it up against the collar, created a makeshift hangman's noose. I took one last look, the park, the houses, the freeway, the sunset, and thought, well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just I was thinking about it.
No, this is attempting.
Yeah. Put the rope around my neck, and suddenly I heard a loud scream. I looked around and couldn't see anyone, but then I looked down. Locked eyes with an old woman holding a garden hose watering her grass.
Whoa. Wow.
The Lord sent someone to make sure you didn't do this. She screams, God, please, son, don't do that, please. I don't know why, but I panicked. I took my line off, took the rope from around my neck, and jumped about 15 feet down. I landed identically to dog shit on the floor, and I got the wind knocked out of me.
All right.
Well, nothing'll make you feel alive like getting the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah, that'll do it. At 15 foot, it's a pretty good drop.
Yeah. That's good enough to usually
break
a leg.
If
you don't know how to do it, you can break a leg. Yeah,
it's a story and a half.
I got up and started walking away. Well, more like limping away until I recovered enough to go back to my car. For weeks, I felt shame and guilt when that woman haunts me to this day. That'll do it because...
Yeah, that will do it.
I mean, you were in an area that you just knew in your gut was going to be removed from civilization. And then on that one day, to a place that you'd probably been many, many times, there just happened to be somebody there watering the grass. What are the chances of that?
Well, that's fate has an odd way of stepping in.
Yeah.
I've heard some pretty crazy stories.
Yeah. That's the universe telling you that your work is not done yet.
Correct. Yeah, and I'm just going to be honest. If you commit suicide and you want peace, you're going to get boxed up and sent right back here.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're lucky.
There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
You'll be happy to know that the chick I tried to spirit eject myself over came back into my life. But by that time, I was so red-pilled, I couldn't feel anything but disgust when I was with her.
That's fairly normal.
Yeah.
A lot of guys want, because you can either love women or understand women. You can't do both. And a lot of the red-pill guys understand women, and they're like, okay, I got it.
Yeah. And that's why, like, if you find a red pill dude who's married, the vetting process has been very extensive.
Yeah. Well, you would hope.
Yeah, you would hope.
Either that or he's
some people are red pilled and they're still dick thinking. Some
yeah.
People are red pilled and they completely do not practice what they preach. I'm not thinking about anyone in particular.
No.
But to be fair. One of the things that's going to happen to you when you do get that dose of crimson capsule reality is that you're going to look back on your past relationships.
Yeah.
And you're going to start to really dissect what went wrong, why you were attracted to a woman, and why that attraction is what sets your death trap.
Well, and there's a lot of guilt and shame when you red pill and go back and look at stuff you did in the past. You're like, I can't believe I was that weak.
I was so stupid.
I can't believe I fell for that trick.
Yep.
Oh my God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, the divining rod downstairs is leading you not to water, but to doom.
Yeah, but to your own potential doom or enslavement or perhaps both.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
And some dudes, unfortunately, don't grow out of it at 34.
Yeah, well, you got those guys who get married 3-4 times. I mean, what are you thinking, bro?
People who watch this show, I've been married 6 times. I think your content's great. Well, clearly you didn't learn anything from it.
That's right. That's right. And listen, if you come across a woman who's divorced, do not marry her. Do not.
She knows the paperwork.
She knows, well, one, she's already done it. She knows the system is totally on her side, and she has the basically the paperwork and the administrative procedures down. You're literally, you'd be safer walking up to an electric chair and strapping yourself in.
Yeah. And in the case of this woman who took him with her to get the abortion, I'm sorry, if she's willing to murder another human being
in front of you,
in front of you for her own selfish reasons, because I got plans and I don't need a man and I don't need a baby messing up my plans. Well, then you have somebody in your life who is completely allergic to the consequences of her own actions. Do you think she's ever going to accept blame righteously for anything?
And here's another thing. This is just common sense. If this woman can sacrifice an unborn child, what do you think is going to happen to you when times get tough?
Let's be honest. You're both getting kicked out of her vagina. The last conversation we had was like this. She said, "Why can't you love me the way you used to?" That is a narcissist.
That's right. Yeah.
If she can do what she did and then think that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You terminated a life that this man helped to create and you didn't even blink an eye.
Yeah. And you did it in front of him.
That
basically,
is,
you rubbed it in his face.
That is psychopathic behavior 101.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's beyond 101 psycho.
I mean, that's like walking in on somebody. They're stabbing your parents to death.
And
then you go and visit them in prison. I don't know why you just can't get over it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, can you just think of the moxie on somebody with that, the way they act like that? That's just amazing.
Narcissism and psychopathy and sociopathy all have very close ties. That's why as soon as you smell a hint of any of this shit, you need to run. The only thing left of you should be a vapor trail that leads up to a U-shaped hole in the wall leading out to freedom.
I want our fans to send in slingback stories. We need to do a show on this.
Yeah.
And just talk about the slingback stories, because some of these women, when they try to come back, they gaslight like it's get the hell out of here.
That's not what happened. Yes, it is. Well, that's not my truth. I don't care about your truth.
That's right.
There's what happened, and then there's your version of events.
It's her perspective.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like this one that comes to mind, she's about my age now, and I really chased this woman hard.
Oh, yeah?
Like 29, 30, 31. Gave me the business.
The business.
And about 8 years back, started sniffing around. And I'm literally like, hey, look, you know, I'm going to stay in the friend zone. I gave you the full court press. You gave me the business. I'm out.
We're done.
And then they tried the gaslighting. Oh, I was going through a hard time. Well, that didn't really happen. I'm just like,
Yeah, whatever.
See you around.
So you're infertile and, you know, looking for somebody to save you in your latter day years in the back nine?
Not doing it.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you spend the front nine playing with your balls and, you know, using the wood to whack them around and you hit all the obstacles and you fall into every hazard and you don't start playing for keeps until hole 10, you're done.
Yeah, you're not going to win that game.
You could hole in one the rest of the course. It doesn't matter.
That's right. You could finish the game, but you're not going to win.
No.
No.
You'll just get to the 18th hole, and guess what? The 18th hole is 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
So enjoy that.
You son of a bitch.
That didn't take long.
Oh, my God.
But let's be honest. Before they put you in that hole, probably laying on the green somewhere, they're going to find you alone in a studio apartment being eaten by cats. because once you're gone and you're not feeding them anymore, they're going to go after the first thing in that apartment that smells like tuna.
I want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
So after she asked the question, why can't you love me the way you used to? He responds, because the man you once loved is hanging from a tree in Downey, California in a flood channel behind an old woman's house. That guy is dead. I don't want love anymore. I want respect.
Yeah, I've had similar conversations with women that I used to date that would years later come up and talk to me and be like, hey, the man you want to talk to was slain in Iraq.
Yep.
Take it easy. I'm out.
Yep. I'm not the same guy that I was. I didn't even go through half the shit that you went through. I'm not the same guy I was even 10 years ago when we started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live and you learn and you make mistakes, and hopefully you actually have the wherewithal to look within and learn from those mistakes instead of blaming everybody else and then wondering why on the back nine you can't win the game.
Most people can't do that. The sheeple who exist in the middle can't do that.
Nope.
They almost never wake up. They almost never make rational decisions or look at their life objectively. It's always somebody else's fault.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, if you are a victim mentality, you're never going to win.
No. And really what it boils down to is that men and women have a very different life right out of the gate into adulthood.
Correct.
Women are seen as innately valuable when they turn 18. Men have to acquire ours. The trade-off is that our value lasts longer. But if you are able to take the path of least resistance for decades of your life and then suddenly that path goes away, it doesn't feel fair now, does it? But really what's happening is you're finally getting a taste of what all the men you rejected at your peak were being treated like back then.
Yeah, and listen,
that's life, karma.
It is. Life isn't fair.
Yeah.
Not in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I would love it to be. But listen, I am not a delusional lefty trying to make the world that way. That's not how people work.
No, and you can't force the world to be that way through blame, shame, and bigger government.
And guilt.
All you're going to do is create devastation in your wake.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
She looked defeated. Like all this time she wasted trying to get over me, riding rodeo cock for 4 years, and coming back was all for naught. I called in one day telling you I was on the fence about marrying and having kids. You talked me down from that tree. The next dumb idea was to pick a 40-year-old with dogs or something and just use her to wax my pig, D.
Yeah, well, that's actually fairly common when it comes to the older women.
You know what? The peg D is a lot like a rifle. You need to shoot it once in a while. Otherwise, it might rust.
Yeah, listen, you got to clear the chamber.
Exactly.
I got it. Totally understand.
And it's only for practice.
That's right.
Just saying.
You're not buying that weapon and taking it home.
No.
You leave it at the range.
That's why they call it skeet shooting.
That's the throwback from an earlier video we filmed.
Callback.
That's a callback from an earlier video.
If you didn't watch that one, you're missing out.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I said, what? What in the butt, baby? But. And then, when I found out the Green Ranger, Jason David Frank, took his own life, and listening to Henry Resilience divorce and that cohabitation law BS, I threw my hands in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pop. You had my six every time I was screwing up. Thanks for saving my life. Your videos, your words were like training, and the world was my battlefield. Drinks up.
And do I enjoy what I do? Hell yeah.
What do you say we change the board? Right now. Got that 8. Flip it around. There should be a 9 on the other side.
So, yeah, 509.
Crimson Hawk, you're number 509. Thank you very much for your story. And you know what? I hope that stories like this keep coming in, because if you can claw out from a hole this deep, anybody can do it.
That's right. And, you know, I get the past, like, 6 months, I've got, like, 4 requests to contact individuals on Facebook that I don't know.
Yeah.
And the guys who watch the show are like, hey, Pop, you know, contact this guy. He's in a bad way. And I usually put together an email and, you know, I throw in any relevant videos I did from the past to him. And
yeah.
Hopefully I can get him chuckling And that, and then laughing. And then once they can do that, they can laugh at anything.
Yeah.
And they know they're not alone. It's not just them.
Yeah, because saving people from self-deletion is the primary goal.
It's the biggest, most important tool in your toolbox for mental health is the ability to laugh at stuff.
If you can laugh when life is getting ready to just wheel up and kick you in the junk for the 69th time, you can get through it.
Yeah. One little step at a time.
Yeah. And when death inevitably comes for you anyway, you can be like, you know what? I did my best. And that's all any of us can really do in the end.
And listen, no one's getting to the 18th hole without some type of regret.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's going to have a regret or unfinished business. Your job is to make sure it is minimal as possible.
Yeah. It's really easy to hashtag no regrets mm-hmm. when you're a TikTok thought in your 20s and you have your whole life ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're still lying. But when the inevitable end comes, all those lies are not going to mean a damn thing. You told them to yourself to make yourself feel better for all the damage that you caused
yep.
to men like this.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of dudes out there that are driven into this state by women, and women are completely oblivious that they're doing it. And even if they did know that this was happening, I really don't think they care. Because any woman that can abort a child, especially if the father wants it, is an absolute savage.
Yeah.
You don't need that in your life, man.
You know what you do need in your life? Community.
Mm-hmm.
People who understand you. That's why we tell you guys all the time, send in your stories, because this story is going to remind somebody of something that happened to them, or maybe they're in that situation right now.
Yep.
You can help us pull these dudes back from the brink.
I would
love that.
And
that's what this is all about.
I would love that, actually.
And while we're doing it, we're drinking, we're talking shit, and we're laughing, because that's what makes life worth living.
Absolutely correct.
We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.